when successive holy fathers teach the truth, specifically that Mary is co-redemptrix, and teach the doctrine of Mary's unique role with Jesus in the work of redemption, and Catholics should be at peace, and all Christians should examine the profundity and simplicity of this reality regarding the Blessed Virgin Mary. Hello and welcome to MaryCast. This is Dr. Mark Miravalli, and it's always a joy for me to talk about Our Lady's role as the co-redemptrix, because, again, as the mystical tradition has confirmed, she was the Immaculate Conception by God's perfect providence, but she became the co-redemptrix by her own human cooperation. And so in a real sense, her role as co-redemptrix is her greatest meritorious act, because she freely chooses to share with Jesus in the work of human redemption, and at quite a price, the price of her own divine Son, and at the price of the piercing of her own Immaculate Heart. We've talked in our earlier segments about this truth of Our Lady as co-redemptrix in sacred scripture. We've talked about the development in the patristic New Eve, in the medieval concept of the redemptrix and co-redemptrix. And now I want to talk about the 19th and 20th century magisterium going on even into the 21st century, because what we see here is an unbroken line of papal teaching that Mary uniquely participates with Jesus in the work of redemption. And again, for Catholics who may for the first time be hearing this expression, co-redemptrix, be at peace. Be at peace not because a theologian is describing it, be at peace because the magisterium has officially proclaimed this truth. The magisterium has taught this, the Holy Fathers have used the title co-redemptrix, as we'll discuss, and the doctrine has been taught without a break in line for over 200 years. So let's go to the mid-19th century. And in the mid-19th century, we go to Blessed Pius IX and Leo XIII. Both of these Holy Fathers teach the truth that Mary uniquely participates with Jesus in the work of redemption. And Leo XIII, in a very powerful way, will describe Mary's compassion with Jesus at Calvary, that she indeed does everything possible that a mother can for the redemption of her children. It's a beautiful reference, again, about how Mary offers up Jesus as a victim. And this teaching of Pius IX and Leo XIII will spill over into the 20th century with the most explicit papal teaching on the co-redemptrix role and title in the Church's history. And we start with Saint Pius X. I hope you notice that we're making reference to these Holy Fathers as blessed and saints. This means that they not only serve their function as chief shepherds of the Church, of guiding the Church as vicars of Christ, it means they respond to the call of holiness themselves. So we have popes and saints, sometimes in single persons, proclaiming the truth of Our Lady in her role as co-redemptrix. Pius X, Saint Pius X, was under the first pontificate that used the title co-redemptrix. This is in the Roman congregation, what we now call the Congregation for the Doctrine of Faith, that when Pope Saint Pius was pope and indeed taught the role of Mary's cooperation in the redemption, the Congregation for the Doctrine of Faith, at that time called the Holy Office, approved two prayers which had the title co-redemptrix in them. In fact, in the second case, it was the Holy Office that actually added the term co-redemptrix to a prayer of offering and indulgencing the prayer with special graces and favors. A year later, in 1914, the congregation, what we would call now the Congregation of Rites for Sacraments, the Congregation of Worship for of the Mass and of the Sacraments, gave another approval of a prayer of Our Lady as co-redemptrix. And this tells us that, look, if you have the doctrinal commission of the Church and you have the worship commission of the Church, both using the title co-redemptrix, of course it's a sound title. Of course it's something magisterially approved. Well, Pius XI in the 1930s is the first pope to speak specifically using the title in magisterial statements. And on three occasions, Pius XI calls Our Lady the co-redemptrix. In one address, very beautifully, to pilgrims from Vicenza, the Holy Father says that she deserves the title co-redemptrix because she uniquely participated with Jesus in giving him birth, and because she suffered with Jesus in his role of redemption. So not only do we have popes using the titles, but we have popes explaining the title and defending the title of co-redemptrix. We then move to Pope John Paul II, and I want to do a little segue about the Second Vatican Council here, because the Second Vatican Council did not use the title co-redemptrix. Unfortunately, it was removed by a theological subcommission before the Council Fathers ever had a possibility of even looking at it or voting on it, something that I think could have been avoided and something that I think would have been better left to the Fathers and to the Holy Spirit than to a theological subcommission. Be that as it may, God uses all things for His glory. And in Lumen Gentium 58, the doctrine of Mary as co-redemptrix is very clear and strongly placed. Lumen Gentium 58 talks about Our Lady who loyally persevering with her Son unto the cross and who at Calvary offered her Son as a divine victim. She consented, in the words of the Council, she consented to the immolation of this victim which was born of her. And as a result, she becomes the spiritual mother of all, a mother to us in the order of grace. So it's very important to know that the Second Vatican Council clearly and repeatedly teaches the doctrine of co-redemption, even if the title was omitted based on the opinion of a theological subcommission. Well, John Paul II kind of took care of the concerns of the subcommission and their concern about the title. The subcommission actually, as a point of history, was concerned that it may not be understood by our separated brethren, by our Protestant Christians, that it may be the cause of some misunderstanding. Well, I think John Paul II has settled that question when he himself chose, as the Vicar of Christ on earth, to use the title co-redemptrix. He uses the title on at least six occasions, talking about Mary's unique participation, once again, just as it was in the case of the early church, unique participation with Jesus in the work of human salvation and of redemption. His most formidable use of the title is in a beautiful homily he gave at Guayaquil in the early 1980s when he says on January 31st of 1985 that Mary was spiritually crucified with her crucified Son and that Mary's role as co-redemptrix did not cease with the glorification of her Son. Now, what exactly does the Holy Father mean by that statement? She's the co-redemptrix, but it doesn't cease with the glorification of her Son. With the glorification of her Son, in the Gospel of John, always refers to Calvary, to the glorification of Jesus is what happens on the cross. That's a deep Christian mystery. Well, Mary continues to be co-redemptrix even after she participates in the suffering of Jesus. She continues to be co-redemptrix in several ways. Number one, she continues in her roles as mediatrix and advocate. In other words, that now that the grace has been merited, the graces of salvation, those graces have to be distributed. Well, Mary continues her co-redemptive role by distributing the graces merited by Jesus and secondarily by her at Calvary in her role as mediatrix of all grace and advocate. Secondly, Mary continues to play and live the role of co-redemptrix because of her ongoing mystical suffering with Jesus because of the sins of humanity. And we see this depicted and even revealed in places like the approved Marian apparitions of Akita in Japan, where Mary weeps tears 101 times to manifest her ongoing suffering. And the approved apparitions of Amsterdam, where Mary has said that she continues to suffer because of the sins of humanity, and she calls for the dogma, the solemn papal definition of Mary as co-redemptrix, as the only means to bring peace to the world. So we've gone from Scripture really to the 21st century, and Pope Benedict has also on several occasions now taught the doctrine of Marian's co-redemption. So we'll talk more about this final dogmatic dimension of the title co-redemptrix, but it's clear, it's sound, it's part of who we are as Catholics. This is Dr. Mark Miravalli. Thanks for being with us, and God bless you.